Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, let's talk about this situation. And I wanted to understand what on earth is going on with this whole car power situation, because it is very, very confusing. All sorts of allegations. Could it have helped? Would it have alleviated the problem? Is it a mistake? I don't even know what's going on. Chris Yoland, Energy Analyst, Managing Director of EE Intelligence. Please help us out here, because we are just not getting it. Well, we're not getting electricity either, but that's an aside. Oh, Chris, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Hi.
Great. Morning.
Morning.
So just bring us up to speed with this car power situation.
Yeah. Look, the situation really is that nothing is happening at the moment, in the sense that the projects are not moving forward. They have been challenged on environmental grounds, and there's a lot of work that still has to be done in terms of the various permitting arrangements. I'm talking about port authorizations, pipeline authorizations, setting up a fuel supply agreement, getting permission from Eskom and signing a power purchase agreement with Eskom. None of these things have happened. And so the project is just stalled at the moment. Now, you may remember the Minister, Kweri Mantashe, said that they were extending the date for financial closure until the end of March this year. Now, that's about 2 weeks away.
Right.
And there is absolutely no sign that they will be ready to achieve financial closure by the end of March. And that, of course, was the third time that they postponed the date. It was supposed to have had financial closure by the end of July, extended until the end of March. So nothing is happening, and nothing is likely to happen by the end of March.
So, Chris, can I just ask you, do they not realize, and I have no idea if it's a good idea or not, that's a complete aside, but do they not recognize that if there is anything that they need to focus on, it's making sure that there's enough electricity in this country? I mean, surely that would be almost number one, if not number one. And that would mean the president or whomever saying, guys, this is a priority. Find a way. Sort this out.
Well, unfortunately, it's just not that easy, because we have legal processes that have to be followed, and there is the right to challenge these things and take decisions on review in the courts. And that's what's happening at the moment. The minister is very, very frustrated. he's concerned. All this litigation is just something that bogs the process down, and he's right. But we've got to decide, do we want carte blanche to do the wrong thing or not? Or do we live in a society where things have got to follow due process? And yes, there is litigation taking place. There have been court actions, allegations of corruption that got tested in court, and those were set aside. But there's now the environmental issues. So the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment refused or denied environmental authorization for this project. So Car Powership has taken the matter on appeal. They're not letting go that easy. So they've lodged an appeal, and this hasn't been heard yet by the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment. And this is an internal appeal against the previous decision of the department. But I can tell you this, no matter what the outcome of the internal appeal, whoever loses is going to take the matter on review in the courts. And so the legal process will start. At the moment, just an internal process appealing against the decision by the department. But thereafter, whoever loses, so if Car Powership do not win the appeal, they'll go to courts to try and reverse the decision of the department. Also, if Car Powership wins its appeal, and then the environmentalists will go to court to challenge that decision. So, unfortunately, there's a long process ahead of it, and it's stalling this project, yes.
So, in other words, what we're really saying is, as far as these power ships are concerned, they're a non-starter, because no matter what happens, this is just years away, and it's going to get caught up in all sorts of legal quagmire, really.
Yeah.
Are there any quicker solutions to help us out? Why are we not moving forward? Why are we still seeing level 4 or stage 4 load shedding, threats of moving up to 6? Why is this happening all the time? Are we making any progress?
Public procurement processes are very slow and bureaucratic. Just this process we're talking about now, the so-called Emergency Risk Mitigation IPP Procurement Program, was announced by the President at the end of 2019, after he was recalled from Egypt in the face of stage 6 load shedding in South Africa. And he announced that they would embark on this emergency procurement of 2,000 megawatts. Right. Well, 2.5 years later, we haven't even signed the order, let alone started the construction of these various projects, the biggest of which are the Coal Power Ship project, because they've been bogged down in all kinds of legal challenges. So the thing is, so when you embark on a procurement process, you've got to do it right. And yes, there will be attempts and challenges, no doubt, by the losers. But if you haven't followed the right process, you really are on a sticky wicket to nowhere. And that's where we are. So the public procurement processes are too slow, and there is slow progress on the so-called private procurement processes. These are efforts by customers to build their own generation, so-called self-generation, embedded generation, and distributed generation. But there is a lot of red tape involved still. The first sort of relaxing of the red tape was the lifting of the limit above which you need a generation license. That was a bureaucratic problem, caused a lot of projects to slow down because the process of getting a license from the regulator was very slow. So they abandoned that requirement, but that is a necessary first step for sure. But it's not sufficient. There's a whole lot of other red tape involved because this is a highly regulated sector. And you may remember in the State of the Nation address, the President appointed Mr. Sipho Nkosi, who happens to be the former chairperson of Exxaro, a major coal company, who's also the current chairman of Sasol, appointed him to be the man responsible for cutting red tape in South Africa. So he has been appointed, but we're yet to see the fruits of his work.
Yep, and I think that is exactly the problem, and it's actually astounding to hear it from you, because it is all about red tape. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. I'd love your reaction, please. 345-19 or 061-895-1019. If I had any hair left to pull out, I definitely would be doing that right now. Chris Yeland, Energy Analyst, Managing Director of EE Intelligence. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.